Grab the dog. I told him you have 2 seconds before I snap your dog's leg.
After a dangerous attack, a pet owner's denial.
What kind of dogs are they?
Pit bulls. I have 6 children and have never had an incident or a problem.
But
you weren't trying to deceive me, mislead me.
Not at all.
Will his own words come back to bite him?
My dog was a new mother with puppies nearby, and she went crazy trying to protect them.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. John and Karen Sullivan are suing fellow dog owner William Harris for vet bills after their pit bull was attacked by his pit bull.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 60 on the calendar in the matter of Sullivan versus Harris.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. and Mrs. Sullivan, what kind of a dog do you have?
A pit bull mutt.
How old was the dog when the dog was allegedly attacked by the defendant's dog?
9.5 months.
How much did it weigh at the time of the attack?
About 68 pounds.
And on what month, day, and year did this incident take place?
March 30th, 2013.
Where?
In Staten Island, New York.
How long had you had the dog?
Approximately 7, 8 months.
So when it was about 8 weeks old, you got it when it was eight weeks old. And how long have you lived in the neighborhood where Mr. Harris lives?
15 years.
Do you know Mr. Harris from before this incident?
No, we do not.
How far do you live from each other?
About 4 to 5 blocks.
What were you doing near his house that day?
It's a path we take to take the dog for a walk. It's a quiet street in the neighborhood.
Well, then you've taken the dog for walks there before over the last 5 or 6 months that you've had the puppy.
Yes.
So you must have passed Mr. Harris's house.
We've passed the house, yes.
Have you ever seen his dog out in the yard?
We've seen a dog sitting on the steps.
What kind of dog is it?
It looks like a pit bull.
When it was sitting on the steps, is there a fence around the house?
Yes, there is.
What kind of fence?
It's a chain link fence, 2.5 feet high.
So about 30 inches.
Yes, I have a picture of the fence.
I'd like to see it. That's ultimately what the lawsuit is about. His dog attacked your dog. You want him to pay the vet bills. Okay. Okay. Now, on March the 30th, at what time were you walking your dog past Mr. Harris's house?
About 8:30 in the morning.
Were you alone?
I was with my wife.
Tell me what happened.
We happened to be walking the dog, and we noticed that one of the dogs had went under the fence.
What do you mean, one of the dogs?
There was 3 dogs that day in the yard.
Had you ever seen 3 dogs at Mr. Harris's house before?
No, I had not.
You only saw the one sitting on the porch?
Yes.
When you had seen that dog on the porch before, had you ever seen that dog acting in any aggressive manner?
No, he usually just sits on the steps.
Right. So that day, you walked past, there were 3 dogs.
We saw one dog walking along the fence line, one dog sitting on the steps, the usual dog. And as we can't, the one first dog went under the fence, approached my dog, growled, grabbed his front leg. The second dog now came down, jumped over the fence, and grabbed my dog by the side. I gave my wife the leash, and I proceeded to jump on the pile so the dog would not hurt my dog any further, yelling, your dog is out, your dog is out. Mr. Harris did come out. He was able to jump over the fence, get the dogs off of our dog. They did not have collars on them. Mr. Harris was able to get them off, lay on the ground to hold them as we proceeded to get our dog to the opposite sidewalk. When the third dog came, grabbed my dog, and we were like, oh my God, 3 dogs.
Did you see how that dog got out of the enclosure?
The third dog, I did not. I was paying attention to my dog. He was bleeding from the paw in the side. When the third dog came, he grabbed him. A young gentleman that was Mr. Harris's daughter's boyfriend came over, said to my wife, looks like your dog is biting mine. My wife said, it's not. My dog just happened to leave himself on the sidewalk. I grabbed the dog. I told him, you have 2 seconds before I snap your dog's leg. Man said, I got him. And the dog's name was Diamond. Diamond, let go, let go, let go. He was able to pull the dog off our dog, proceeded to walk to the corner.
Did you take the dog to the vet?
Yes, we did.
You have a report and the vet?
I have the dog vet, the bills, the...
Here's pictures.
The pictures of the dog.
Of injuries.
The injuries after surgery.
Okay, now, Mr. Harris, you were not outside, I gather,
no,
at the time that this incident happened. You came on the scene afterwards.
Yes.
What were your three dogs doing outside?
Well, the dogs always stay out. That's where they relieve
themselves. How many dogs do you have?
Three.
How many dogs did you have on March 30th, 2013?
Three dogs.
No, you had more. According to you, you had more.
No, I have three dogs.
Well, let's see. My dog was a new mother with puppies nearby, and she went crazy trying to protect them.
She had puppies with a litter before we got her. It wasn't that close. The gray dog was a new animal in the house, a new puppy, and that's where she
dog was
protected.
Biting and pushing on the fence until it bent. That you don't know. My dog was a new mother with puppies nearby, and she went crazy trying to protect them. You don't trying to mislead me, are you,
not
sir?
At all. Not
that's what you signed.
Well, the only new puppy was the gray one, Grace.
Well, who was the mother of that puppy?
We got her from a rescue shelter.
Well, then what you wrote here in your answer, sir, is not truthful.
She has been a mother before.
No. Okay. That's not what you wrote here. What you wrote here was very clear. My dog, Bird, I'm reading this sentence to you. Would you interpret it the same way I do, please?
Sure.
My dog was a new mother with puppies nearby. She went crazy trying to protect them. Would that suggest to you a little box of puppies nearby?
Sounds like it to me.
You weren't trying to deceive me, mislead
not
me.
At all.
You want to take a look at what you wrote and signed?
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You know where it starts, Mr. Harris? You know what the page on top says? William Harris being duly sworn deposes and says. That's what it starts out. And then you signed it on the bottom.
My mistake.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it back now. No, your mistake was leaving your three dogs outside. What kind of dogs are they?
Pit bulls.
Three pit bulls outside is not a good idea without somebody outside supervising them. Supervising! So when they cause damage, whether going over the fence, under the fence, or any way at all, it's your responsibility. Whose responsibility is it? Theirs? That you weren't adequately supervising your dogs? What do you need three pit bulls for?
Well, they were rescue dogs, too. I didn't want to see them put to sleep. And they're great. I have six children and have never had an incident or a problem. Or obviously they would have been taken away and put to sleep. So New York is very strict with laws like that. They don't
You owe $2,000 judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ballard versus Ballard. Step forward.
Shaquita Ballard is suing her sister, Christine Ballard, for breaking her TV when Christine threw a shoe at her son and missed.
Would you take the children outside, please?
No problem.
Both children. Thank you. Miss Ballard, this is your sister. That was your little boy. That was your little girl. Yeah. Sounds to me as if the two of you have a relatively close relationship. You visit each other's homes all the time with your children. Your children are very little children. What are they, 4 or 5?
Five
years old. These two lawsuits represent some nonsense as far as I'm concerned with regard to the actions of the children and what you're suing each other for. You're suing because your sister's little girl allegedly scratched your little boy.
Correct.
And that was when you were there, when
Correct.
You were home. At her home?
My home.
At your home.
That's not the only thing I'm suing her for.
Yes, and then you're suing her because you said that her little girl picked up a shoe and threw it and broke your TV.
Correct.
And you were there, and so was she.
Yes.
And she says that your little boy hurt her daughter's nose, and this all happened on Valentine's Day.
It was a couple days before Valentine's Day.
So maybe the 12th of February. And your counterclaim says that in March, a month later, her boys were playing at your house and damaged your couch.
This was like late February. But
no, you said it was in March.
I ended up replacing the furniture in March, yeah.
No, well, let me see, maybe I misread it. In March 2013, both boys also broke my dining room set.
Yeah, that was the dining set. I'm talking about the living room set that they also...
I'm talking about the fact that after all this happened, you're really angry with each other and angry about your children. That happened 2 days before Valentine's Day. A month later, they were all playing together. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So let's get started because I have another case to do.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If one of the boys, who's five, how old is the other one?
Five.
But she has two boys.
Mm-hmm.
How old are her boys? One is five.
And the other one is eight, I believe.
What do you mean you
eight.
Believe? I thought you were a devoted aunt.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shaquita Ballard says her sister, Christine Ballard, broke her TV when she threw a shoe at her son and missed. Christine is countersuing for a destroyed couch and dining room set.
Okay, so you're all visiting each other. Mothers are supervising their children, supervising all the other children. And go.
All right.
You have a minute. Let's go. Fast.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, it was a dance contest. I had my nieces over there. I have the only two boys in the family. My younger son, Zion, was dancing against her daughter. My other niece, Zianna, was like, well, Zion won the dance contest. That got her daughter real upset. Smacked my son.
I don't want you to speak. Don't speak.
She smacked my son across the face.
No, not the little girl.
Yeah, the little girl smacked my son across the face.
And you were standing there.
Who, me?
You.
Yeah, I was there. I was there.
Good. Keep going.
So them two collided. They started fighting. We broke the fight up. It was over. It was done with. Her daughter's nose was busted. You know, I apologize about that. You know, that's my niece. I love her. I feel bad. But my son also had a scratch on his face. You know, I feel bad when they fight. But at the same time.
Well, a scratch on his face is different from a broken nose.
It wasn't a broken nose.
Well, you just said it was a broken nose.
A bloody nose.
Oh, I thought you said broken nose.
No, a bloody nose. I'm sorry. A bloody nose. If I did say broken, I apologize. But a bloody nose, I felt bad because, you know, that's my niece. I love her. But anywho, it still didn't justify for her to pick up my shoe. And it's actually, I'm wearing them now if you want to see them.
No.
Okay, well, I got the pictures here. So
she picked up your shoe and?
She picked up the shoe. She tried to throw it at my son, but it missed. And she hit my TV.
And?
The TV cracked from both ends. And that's like the top of the TV, it showed a different.
Well, he was egging the fight on though, like he kept saying the stuff to her.
Is anybody talking to you?
Thank you.
Is anybody, listen to me, look at me again. It's the second time I've said something to you. The third time I just dismiss your counterclaim even before I hear you.
I apologize.
You understand it now?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, so at the time, the TV was cracked, but we didn't know that it was gonna go out. Like, the top of the screen showed a different color than the bottom. Like, the top was lighter than the bottom of the TV. But a couple days later, like, the TV, it just went completely out.
So?
And so, I want her, she needs to pay for my TV.
No, she doesn't.
Why does she need, I mean, that's her daughter.
You're all there watching five-year-olds play and supervising all the children. So she's not responsible on many levels. First of all, you have no expert here to tell me why days later the television went out. You're not the television mechanic, are you? No. Right?
No.
Right, but the television is cracked, like the screen is cracked, so the television is out, but still, even
next.
She will have to replace
next.
The screen.
What's next? You're supposed to be supervising the children in your house. What's next? Especially five-year-olds. What's next? Anything else? Okay, now you have your minute on your counterclaim. Let's go.
Well, it sort of went how she said it. We was over there for a party.
Let's start with the fact that this happened 2 days before Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. which is February 12th.
Correct.
And after all, you people are very mad at each other because your kid broke the TV and your daughter had a bloody nose and her son had a scratch on the face. I want to know, how do they get invited over to your house so that they broke your dining room table?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
If what you're telling me is that you have no defense, it'll make my life easier. Not everybody has to have a defense. Sometimes you just say, I owed the money, but I didn't have it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shaquita Ballard says her sister, Christine Ballard, broke her TV when she threw a shoe at her son and missed. Christine is countersuing for a destroyed couch and dining room set.
Okay, just tell me. How
I had the end up watching her kids, and it wasn't from her calling.
No, just a second. You ended up watching her kids. Well, tell me how that came about a month later.
Because their father called, and he had the children, and he got called in from work.
And so where he was needed... they? Just a second. So he called you.
Yes.
During the course of this conversation, did you say, listen, I'm angry with my sister. We're at odds with each other over what happened 2 days before Valentine's Day. I'm not watching these boys. They got into a fight with my girls. I'm not watching them.
Right, but I just looked at it as though they're still cousins, even though me and her are into it and we're not speaking because of the incident. I'm still not talking to her right now today because of them.
But I actually don't believe that you're not speaking.
I love the kids. Like, they love being around me, and that's why they're always at my house. And
good. They should love being around you. That's why you should not be in court. If you were watching her children that you elected to watch, which is what you're telling me, which I actually don't believe. But let's say I did believe you, that you were watching them because the father got called into work, and you're not speaking to your sister, but you took your two nephews.
Not for her.
Doesn't matter. Your responsibility is to supervise them. And if you didn't supervise them and they broke your dining room table, that would be your problem. Right. If one of the boys, who's five, how old is the other one?
Five.
But she has two boys that you were watching. How old are her boys? One is five.
And the other one is eight, I believe.
What do you mean you believe? I thought you were a devoted aunt.
Yeah, 8 years old. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of kids. I get her kids, her boys, my other sister's kids. They comes over my house. My kids, have friends that come
over.
Wonderful.
So happy. Fix your own dining room set. Fix your own television set. Goodbye. Thank you. That's all.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hill versus Rabbi Eno. Step forward.
21-year-old Chelsea Hill is suing her former roommate, 22-year-old Michael Rabbi Eno, for unpaid rent and for driving her car without permission.
Ms. Hill, you and the defendant shared an apartment together. Is it an apartment or a house?
A house.
And there was another roommate?
There's two other roommates, yeah.
Were you all on the lease together?
No, but the landlord signed the lease with me, and they paid their portion.
Are you still living in the house?
No. No one is.
When did you move into the house?
January of 2012.
When did the defendant move into the house?
August 2013.
Do you have your own room?
Yes.
What was your rent, your share of the rent?
$600 a month.
And that was your agreement with the plaintiff?
Yes, our verbal agreement.
That's your agreement?
Yes.
You moved in August?
Yes.
Did you pay August?
No.
Why not?
I was still trying to find a job, and she knew that.
Don't tell me what she knew.
Okay.
You moved in August. What date in August?
The 18th, 17th.
So you lived there for the month of August and didn't pay rent?
No, Your Honor.
What about September?
I paid the landlord $400.
When did you move out?
The end of December.
End of December?
November.
Did you pay October's rent?
I paid $500.
Show me.
October is right here, Your Honor. It's right here. It's highlighted in pink. It's actually $400. My mistake.
So far you owe $200 for September, $200 for October, $600 for August, and what about November? Did you pay November?
No, Your Honor.
And you moved out according to the end of November?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you owe $600 for November?
Yes.
I'll let you talk in a minute. $1,600. The other part of your lawsuit is that he took your car, that you say he stole your car. He said he didn't steal your car. He borrowed your car. He brought it back. You have your car now. Wasn't in an accident, but wear and tear on your car and he used gas. Forget it. I don't want to hear it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. $1,600. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
It's just, I didn't have the money at the time. I made an agreement with the landlord saying after the $400 that I can only pay every 2 weeks if my
whatever
job...
Whatever it is, but you didn't pay $1,600, whatever it was. You didn't pay it.
Yes, sir.
And if what you're telling me is that you have no defense, it'll make my life easier. Not everybody has to have a defense. Sometimes you just say, I owed the money, but I didn't have it.
Money-wise, I didn't have the money, but in exchange, I felt the work that I did for her, like making flyers, doing photo shoots, editing pictures, I felt that it in some way helped pay the rent.
Well, that may be, and in some way it may have helped pay the rent, but that wasn't your contract. That wasn't your agreement, right?
Correct.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,600. Thank you. That's all.
You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A homesick landlord.
You wanted back into your home.
They proceeded to try to evict me.
I explained to her that it was a temporary thing.
Or was it a convenient excuse?
Judge Judy.
I'm okay with it. I'm glad that I'm getting paid back for the past due rent.
It was correct. I mean, I did owe the money.
I'm just not gonna live with roommates.
When it comes down to it, if you can't pay, you can't pay it.